Welcome to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mollard. Hello Hello World is available wherever you stream podcasts. Please be sure to rate and share and comment. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. On today's Local Business Love episode, I speak with Delna from Cookup. Cookup is a non-for-profit business incubator working to cultivate equity in business ownerships for marginalized entrepreneurs. They provide mentorship, kitchen space, and access to markets for these businesses in our community. This is a lovely, wonderful company. The website is listed in the description below. Be sure to check it out to see how you can provide support to this wonderful business. I hope you learned something from this episode. Grab yourself some water and thanks for listening.
Yay!
Hello.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? It's so nice to finally connect with you with voices and not just words.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. I've actually never used this app before. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. It is kind of cool. Pretty straightforward, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Pretty straightforward. I mean, all the technical issues are on my end. So I'm so inept in that way. But
no worries. That happens all the time.
Awesome. I'm so happy to connect with you. I'm speaking with Delna from Cookup today.
Yes.
I'm very excited about this.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and we get to talk about how fantastic of a business that you have going there.
It's absolutely our pleasure. But I'm also kind of curious about the podcast you're doing and kind of how you came to it as well. So I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about what you're doing as well.
No, thank you. I'm honored. It's been lovely. I'll touch base on that throughout and let you know.
Awesome.
The community means everything to me, as
yep.
You've shown that it means a lot to you as well. So I think we have that in common. So this is going to be a lovely connection. I can't wait to further know about what's going on with you.
Awesome. Let's dive in.
Let's dive in. Okay. So I didn't want to do too much reading about Cookup because I like to learn from the people I'm speaking to as well. But I think I have a pretty good idea of that. That you're pretty awesome. So in short, I'll let you talk a little bit about it, but in short, what I have here is that you're supporting women, maybe specifically women of color, food entrepreneurs, providing them access to things like mentorship and kitchens and access to maybe markets and stuff. Is this correct?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. You've got the gist of it. So Cookup is founded by myself, so Delna. We have Trishana Linton, who's also a founder, and then a wonderful Kayla Reed, who's also part of our team. So we're a team of three right now.
Okay.
And Cookup is a nonprofit organization, and we're a food business incubator. So our mission is to build an ecosystem of support for entrepreneurs, particularly entrepreneurs from marginalized communities who are interested in building a business, doing what they love and what they're good at. So just a little bit of a background in terms of how this, you know, came to be. So Trish and I founded Cookup in November of 2019.
Okay.
And when we first founded it, it was a sole proprietorship. And we were very fortunate right from the get-go in terms of connecting with people within the local community, but also in the States and across Canada who were doing similar work. So we were very interested in the model of a social enterprise and wanted to figure out how we could incorporate that into a meaningful kind of setup. And so at the time, talking with Pillar Nonprofit that's based out of London, we were able to connect with other organizations across Canada who were doing this kind of supporting food entrepreneurs to build their businesses. And one of the first barriers that comes up immediately is new entrepreneurs who are facing barriers to business startup.
Hmm.
are not able to afford the current rates for commercial kitchen space. So we knew immediately that one of the pillar supports that CookUp would need to find a way to provide is affordable access to commercial kitchen space for new entrepreneurs who are testing products, creating products for sale. And so that right from the get-go was one of the things that we were looking to provide. The other parts of our services are weekly coaching sessions. So people come to us at a variety of different stages, from concept stage. So, I have this idea. I would really like to grow this, but I'm not sure what to look at, who to talk to, what questions to even ask, right? Sometimes it's about, I know I need to focus on these things, but I'm not even sure what sorts of questions to ask. So that kind of entrepreneurial support, and then connecting with mentors and partners in our community. So we are very fortunate in Windsor to have professionals who really know what they're doing and know the landscape, whether it's marketing or web design or food costing. So connecting new entrepreneurs to those mentors is something that we've seen happen very well, and it kind of helps because you're also building that community, right? Back to what you were talking about. And then the last and very essential pillar is also, as a new food entrepreneur, you might be depending on your sales to be able to pay your bills. So you're not coming in with, even a small cushion of initial startup capital so that you can buy product, buy equipment, rent commercial kitchen space. And so connecting with sales opportunities, local pop-ups, selling in retail spaces becomes very important. And again, we come back to those community connections where, you have a network of people that you can call on. And so that's another thing that we will do to help coordinate our entrepreneurs connecting with places that they can sell their product. And so those are the core pieces of support that CookUp offers to the entrepreneurs that we work with. And when we first launched in 2019, and then COVID hit in April, I won't lie, it kind of paused us for about a month because so much of our revenue generation was based around events, and that totally stopped. And at the time, it was really we were working with only two entrepreneurs at the time, and it was really them, these individuals that are very used to making the best of what is available. Yes, there's the challenge and there's the restriction. There's always some sort of challenge. But the mindset of this is what we have to work with, and how do we really build on that? So it was them that sort of said to Trish and I, okay, yes, there's the challenge. There's this whole global pandemic happening, yes, but how do we still make it work?
Because we need
So
to make it work.
because we need to make it work, and the crisis sometimes is also an opportunity to build maybe new pathways, more innovative ways of thinking, more creative ways of putting things together. And so that's what we sort of did. And at
Lovely.
the time, it was really cool how this happened. Windsor Essex Community Foundation actually was one of our first supporters in terms of a grant. So even the initial startup capital for us to be able to hire someone to get the initial equipment. So we were very thankful to have received that grant funding from them. And we launched with four businesses at the downtown Windsor Farmers Market.
What a great place.
That's really another, almost an incubator in itself, the downtown
Indeed.
farmers market, right? So we were there first with one business startup, and by the end of the season, we had about four cook-up entrepreneurs at the farmers market, which was very cool. And so it's kind of been, really organically growing from there. Recently, we also have support from Libro Credit Union, which we're very excited about. So, just building step by step. And in August, we incorporated formally as a non-for-profit.
Right. Awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. So speaking a little bit about the downtown Windsor Farmers Market as an
Yep.
incubator, yeah, a lot of the vendors and makers, start there, and then eventually they
Absolutely.
develop into a beautiful business storefront.
Yep.
It's a great thing. And Zuli is actually
Yes.
Zuli and Celesta, they were on my show, and I found out about Cookup. They shouted
Right.
you out, and I love when I get new shout outs of small
Yeah.
businesses or cool people in the city that I don't know. So I thank them so much for introducing me to you guys. This is very important, not only for me to know about, but for you to get this out there more and more. Specifically,
Absolutely.
your nonprofit and our community is huge, huge for that. So
Yes.
that being said,
Yes.
like what in our community, what can we do as a community to help the Cookup, or to, provide aid at all? What could we do?
Oh, that's a fabulous question. Thank you for asking it. And even just before I get to that, I actually did hear the podcast that you did with Julie and
You
Celesta.
did?
Yes.
Yay.
We did. We all listened to it as a group.
Oh.
And Zuli Eats is amazing. We were fortunate to work with her for a few months before she, really expanded. But Zuli is, she is an inspiration to other entrepreneurs who want to do similar things. Her story is so representative of what we hear from so many other
Yeah.
entrepreneurs in our community today. So it's so amazing to watch her business grow in the way that it has.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Lovely.
to your
I love
question,
her.
yeah, absolutely. I'm actually thinking about one of her pies right now. Zuli,
Lunch
if
soon. Lunch is soon.
you're listening. In terms of your question about what the community can do to support, so, as a new non-for-profit, we will be organizing our first street fete market on December 5th, and it's a fundraiser as well for the organization. So 100% of the proceeds go back into supporting the entrepreneurs. But what we're
Wow.
currently asking people to do is donate services or a product that we could use at the event as well. So if that is something that we could share on the through your platform,
Yeah,
that would be wonderful.
absolutely. For
But
sure.
the other way is also just to sort of connect with us, to learn. I think one of the things that is a key goal for us is to have a broader community impact. So the belief is that when entrepreneurs are successful in our community, the whole community benefits at,
Yes.
in several different ways. So if that's something that people would like to learn more about, we would love to talk with them, because as I was saying before, growing the network in terms of mentors that we have available locally is something that we're always trying to do. So you do have something that you can contribute, and it's just a matter of finding out how we can do it in a way that is beneficial for the person as well. So definitely just even connect with us. But we would absolutely love to see people, as many people as possible, at the December 5th event.
Yes, I will share all that. And
Awesome.
I want to say this too, in looking at the website, your website, it's very
Yeah.
easy to navigate, and it's beautifully written, and I loved reading it. So anybody who wants to reach out, it's a very easy website to navigate. I will tag the website in the description of this episode.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Amazing. I have a few other questions for you.
Okay.
Of course, I mean, we could talk all day. I love listening to you speak.
Yeah.
What you've told me the little bit of the backstory, but what inspired you
Yep.
to what inspires you and what you to do this, like what to help people.
Yep,
Have you ever
absolutely.
been in a situation where you utilize something like this, basically?
I've never been in a situation where I utilize something like this, because I think I'm not in terms of a food business, but because I didn't see that the structure existed in the community
Right.
that I was living in.
Okay.
But what brought us to this is a great question. So Trish and I, between us collectively, have about pre-cookup, have about 15 years of working in the local nonprofit space.
Okay.
And
Okay.
we worked in a couple of different capacities, but the crux of it was working with newcomer populations in terms of literacy skills or immigration, settlement into schools, and also job finding, so employment.
Okay.
And what we saw a lot was there's support and funding and resources for people who are looking to gain employment, and that's fantastic.
Right.
What we weren't seeing as much, particularly with entrepreneurs from marginalized communities who have, unique barriers to business ownership, we weren't seeing the same kind of support in our community. And this is what we were hearing from entrepreneurs as well. So
Right.
Trish worked with managed the program that was specifically for refugee women
Okay.
in Canada. And so a lot of them came to Canada with business skills, so business knowledge. They did this at home. They were interested in doing this, but they didn't think that it was an option, or the services that they tried to get for some reason just weren't working. So a lot of it was learning from the people who wanted to build businesses themselves.
Yeah.
What would a system of support
Look,
that
yeah.
look for, like for them? What are the barriers? Childcare is a barrier.
Yes.
We know that from other places as well, but what else is really a barrier? And then we wrote a pilot proposal that received funding from the government at the time to run an entrepreneurship support program specifically for the refugee women.
Okay.
And in all my years of nonprofit work, this was probably one of the most meaningful, successful projects that I've seen develop. But as it happens, quite often, and to many different projects, when the funding runs out, you can't deliver
Yeah.
the program anymore.
Right.
And that quickly became something that we weren't okay with. So the question then became, well, if we were to do this, if we were to start to create this and build it ourselves, what would that look like? And that's how CookUp came to be.
Okay. What a great story. Thank you for
Yeah.
sharing that.
Yeah. I mean, it now looking back, it fits. But at the time, I'll tell you, Trish and I spent many an evening talking about how do we do this? How can we afford this? What's the
Yeah, of
but
course.
but it really worked out. We really have a tremendous community support in Windsor, Essex. And so if I think for us, the key was to be able to explain the vision and
Yeah,
articulate
right.
the need, and then connect with the right people. So we started to see just partnerships develop, kind of beautifully. And
Yeah.
so it's been a very, very cool last 2 years since we started. We've worked with about 35 different entrepreneurs, and three of them have actually moved into their own brick and mortar space,
Wow, that's
which
so fantastic.
yeah which is really which is really which is really awesome for the whole community. And I think one of the things that we really try to pay attention to is food. The food industry is a tough industry to survive in, anyway. So how do we support the entrepreneurs that we work with so that they're around in a year or in 5 years?
Yes.
And how do you build that solid foundation? So we spend a lot of time building that foundation so that when the opportunity for your own brick and mortar or whatever the next growth step looks like for you, your foundation is as solid as it can be.
I think your foundation in anything you're creating, whether it's relationships, business, anything, your foundation has to be number one. I mean, it's obvious, so that's amazing. And what are the goals for the cook-up, your future goals?
Our future goals are, for the next year, our goal is internal capacity building.
Okay.
So we have a team of three right now, and there are constantly things coming up that we would like to do as either projects or adding a new component of services, but we face our own financial restrictions right now. So building capacity, in terms of our financial stability is a goal for the next year, but also development. So our own growth and development so that we can provide services that are, that are solid. It's something that we're consistently growing with. So growing the team, I think, is a priority in the next year.
Nice.
But eventually, I think our goal is to really expand the network that cook-up entrepreneurs have access to, whether that's locally or globally.
Yeah. Awesome. What a great goal. Wow. That's fantastic. I'm like all smiling lit up. I love to hear stories like this. It makes me happy that not the only, I know I'm not the only one, but the community is so wonderful, and it's nice that you're supporting them so much. And in turn, I hope you get lots of support from us.
Oh yeah, and I have no doubt that we will, because it's happened in so many different ways already. One of the reasons that we focused on, sometimes we get asked, well, the core of Cook-Up right now is food businesses and entrepreneurs who are building food businesses. Why the focus on food? And I think it's a great food is a great canvas for all sorts of connection building. And I see this happen with our entrepreneurs when they engage with customers at the market or at our retail space all the time. And it's a way that people who otherwise, whether they're from different backgrounds or different generations, really have a way of connecting. So it's not just about the product sale. It's about a story. It's about getting to know something that you didn't know before. And food is also very political. So a lot of the systemic barriers that we talk about can be showcased in a plate of food or in spices.
Yeah,
So I
that's
think
so true.
that's the focus there as well.
Yeah, lovely. That's wonderful. Before I let you go, this was so fun. Before I let you go, I want you to put you on the spot, if I haven't already a few times, and have you shout out a few local businesses that hopefully I haven't heard of yet.
Oh, have you talked to Cafe Amor yet?
I follow them, but I haven't spoken to them yet.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of different, definitely
Cafe
Cafe Amor.
Amor.
Yeah, Cafe Amor, absolutely.
Okay.
Niger Food Eats. Okay, now I
Niger.
have to list all the entrepreneurs because.
I'm sorry, but
No,
I'm not sorry. I'm sorry, not sorry.
That's absolutely fine. So we have a couple of different new entrepreneurs that are just at the concept stage. So they're building out their business plan and getting their product to market. But if Cafe Amor, I think, is the first one that came to mind because their story was really inspiring for us as well. So the focus on community and good vibes is something that Cafe Amor is such a cool representation of, and if you get a chance to speak to them, definitely.
All right. Awesome. Yay. Thank you so much.
No problem. You're
I
so
really,
welcome. This was a
I
lot
really,
of fun.
yeah, I am really looking forward to attending that market on December 5th. I saw it this morning for the first time. I sent it to a bunch of my friend makers and told
Yeah.
them, you know, why not? I mean, how, let's pray for great weather and just have the best time. I really am looking forward to and hopefully meeting you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll make sure that you have the invitation for the December 5th Street Fest
Yes.
and look forward to welcoming you and showing you around the space.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Delna. It was lovely
Oh,
to meet you.
Candace, before I let you go,
Yes.
one
Wow.
business that if you haven't heard of, definitely check them out is Hortaliza Farms.
Oh,
So
yeah.
the microgreens out in Kingsville, but also
Yes.
just a very cool story and business idea.
Okay, I've watched one of her lives before,
Yeah.
and I was really intrigued by just her whole aura. So
Yep.
I did start following. Oh, thank you so much for these. I will def and I will tag them in the
Okay.
description of the episode so that they know that you've shouted them out, just like Zuli shouted you out.
Yes. All
Was a
right.
lovely chat, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. It was a pleasure, Candace. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.